It's time to pray with Pastor Carter Conlon.
The book of Jonah, chapter 1, beginning at verse 4. The Lord sent out a great wind on the sea, and there was a mighty tempest, so that the ship was about to be broken up. The mariners were afraid, and every man cried out to his God and threw the cargo that was in the ship into the sea to lighten the load. But Jonah had gone down into the lowest parts of the ship and was laying down fast asleep. So the captain came to him and said, "What do you mean, sleeper? Arise, call on your God. Perhaps your God will consider us, that we may not perish." After the recent events in Paris, no one can doubt that we've entered a stormy period in civilization. So much so that society as we have known it may soon radically change. Once again, the voice of God is calling out to those of His people who are still slumbering in this season of crisis. Our prayers must not be about preserving ourselves, but for the multitudes who will perish without the intervention of God. You and I can make a difference. It's time to pray.
You can make a difference. Visit itstimetopray.org.